Poll, Andrew Yang rises to second place in NYC Democrat mayoral race. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2021. Former Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang, D, has risen to second place in New York City's Democrat mayoral race, an Ipsos poll released Monday found. The survey, taken among 702 New York City residents likely to vote in the Tuesday Democrat primary, shows Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams leading the pack with 28% support, a trend in recent polls. However, Yang, who has ranked third and fourth in recent surveys leading up to the race, came in second, garnering 20% support. Former Sanitation and New York City Housing Authority head Catherine Garcia came in third with 15%, followed by Maya Wiley, former counsel to Mayor Bill de Blasio, D, with 13% support. The remaining candidates garnered 8% support or less. The survey, taken June 10 to 17, 2021, has a margin of error of +5.7% among likely Democrat primary voters, indicating a solid lead for Adams. The survey also asked respondents to select the top priority that they believe New York City's next mayor should address. An overwhelming plurality, 49%, chose crime and public safety, followed by reopening NYC businesses and the local economy, 24%, affordable housing, 23%, stopping the spread of the Chinese coronavirus, 22%, homelessness, 20%, racial injustice, 16%, education and schooling, 13%, and transportation/infrastructure, 7%. Per Ipsos. When asked who is best able to handle the major issues affecting New York City, Adams has a clear lead over the rest of the candidates on the issue of crime and public safety. However, on other significant issues, he is very much in line with Yang and the other major candidates. This suggests that if crime remains top of mind for voters, Adams will continue to enjoy an advantage. But if the issue fades over the next day or two, or voters change their focus to other topics, his position may fade. Yang, meanwhile, has prioritized expanding voting access to non-citizens, laying out his proposal during a Reforming Democracy event last month, outlining his vision to expand the franchise to non-citizens, lawful permanent residents. Yang said, "And immigrants from the core of so many of our neighborhoods and communities. There are approximately 6220,000 lawful permanent residents, you probably think of them as green card holders, who are responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. Their kids go to our schools. They supply many of the jobs that we rely upon. They should have a say in the future of their city. 2. We can enable green card holders, lawful permanent residents, to be able to vote," he exclaimed. The survey comes on the heels of a McLaughlin & Associates survey showing Yang falling to fourth place in the race, which takes place June 22.